Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational Group Radio Show. My name is Kaden Behan, your host and a volunteer for New Heights Educational Group. Today we're going to be talking about the new trend in education, free educational resources, and open courseware. But before we begin, we have some announcements to make. Recently, New Heights Educational Group was nominated for the Company of the Year for nonprofit or government organizations as a finalist, and was also nominated as, and Pamela Clark, our founder and director, was nominated as the Executive of the Year for nonprofit or government organizations and also a finalist. So we hope to hear back from this organization for the American Business Awards for 2013. And congratulations, Pamela Clark and New Heights Educational Group, on becoming finalists for 2013. Additionally, we would just like to say now that we welcome guests to call in. I know that we were having some difficulties last time as far as calling in goes, but once again, our number to call in is 347-633-9225. Again, that number is 347-633-9225. So if you want to call in, we are more than welcome to have you, and that we do enjoy having guests on the show. Additionally, there are some upcoming events. Recognition Day, the pool party and potluck is on July 6th, starting at 4 p.m. All families, regardless of school choice, are invited. You're asked to bring additional dessert to share, and please RSVP if you're attending. For your address and directions, please contact us directly at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or call us at 419-786-0247. It is tentative on the weather of course, due to the outside activities, including swimming and the potluck. excuse me again. Do check on our website at newheightseducation.org for the upcoming events, and call us or email us directly if you have any questions or if you want to RSVP. Additionally, graduation day is August 3rd from 11:30 to 12:30. The ceremony deadline to RSVP is June 3rd, 2013, for homeschool and charter families. Contact us again directly if you would like to participate. Volunteers are also needed for this event, so if you'd like to volunteer for this event, please do contact us as soon as possible, and we would greatly appreciate your help. Back to today's topic. It's quite an interesting topic, and it's one that I've been really dying to share with our audience for a long time. When I was just entering high school, I think I received my first iPod, and on the iTunes account, there were these things called podcasts, much similar to what we're doing now with the radio show. But there would be podcasts on educational things, like they had podcasts on learning different languages. They had podcasts in literature, in history, and things like that. And over the next few years, just while I was in high school, it expanded really greatly to the creation of iTunes U, which now has online courses from various universities, such as Stanford University, Harvard, MIT, and other universities across the world that offer free courses in different subjects, such as biology, chemistry, physics, literature, like I said, and languages. So I wanted to do a show today with the audience on this new trend in open courseware, is what it's called when universities offer free courses online in lecture formation or lecture format or in audio format. So before we begin going into the details of that, I just wanted to read a article by Anka Mulder of Jerusalem Press called Securing Game-Changing Expansion in Higher Education. Over the next decade, it is estimated by the World Economic Forum, the WEF, that the global economy will need to create some 60 million new jobs to preserve social cohesion and ensure sustainable growth. In the midst of the ongoing economic fragility across much of the world, this poses a monumental challenge and was a key topic discussed at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, which ended January 27th. Education is the key to delivering this agenda. Human advancement and development has always been driven by knowledge and by our capacity to impart this cumulatively to succeeding generations. And this is perhaps truer now than ever. In developed economies such as Europe and North America, while millions of manufacturing and low-skilled jobs have been lost since 2008, recovery will be empowered in a large part by the creation of highly skilled employment opportunities, many of them requiring degrees. In high-growth economies, including China, India, and Brazil, there are rapidly rising numbers of higher education students. In India, for instance, the ambition is to increase the portion of the population with a university education from 12 to 30% in 2025, from 12 million to over 30 million students. In other developing markets like Africa and the Middle East, human capital development is also crucial to the next generation of economic growth. But as global pool of education and knowledge continually expands and the demand for access to it increases, traditional means of sharing and disseminating it are under unprecedented strain. UNESCO estimates that by 2025, there will be at least additional 80 million more people than now seeking higher education. To meet this game-changing new demand through conventional means would require construction each and every day of the week for the next 12 years of three universities or higher education colleges accommodating over 40,000 students. And that's simply not going to happen, especially given the reduced government budgets in much of the world. So, how can this issue therefore be best addressed? Much of the answer lies in realizing the full potential of digital technology and the internet. They already provide access to vast resources of information, most of it free. But not all of this data is reliable, and even credible information is only a stepping stone to real knowledge. That's why that decade ago, That's why a decade ago, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology made all its educational materials available online for free. About 300 educational institutions have followed suit since, including Delft University, where the author is Secretary General. Together, they created the Open Courseware Consortium, which we will talk about later in this podcast, in this radio show, which now provides some 21,000 courses and has some 360 million online visits per year. Instead of searching the internet for information, learners across the world can now access focused courses along with support materials such as sample tests that gather, assess, and organize information into coherent blocks of knowledge. This has played a pioneering role in what is nothing less than a global educational revolution. Despite the major benefits of providing educational materials online, this development has not been without critics. Some, for instance, scorn online learning as exclusively virtual, but for many, if not most young people, digital communication is the new reality. They increasingly video chat via platforms such as Skype, use web-based forums to search for and share useful information, connect with friends via social media like Facebook, purchase their goods online, play games, albeit to their parents' irritation at some times. Other critics have justifiably pointed out that online programs are often not interactive and focus too much on content, and the content cannot be equated with the knowledge and the learning needs interaction between students and teachers. However, as pressure on higher education intensifies, the reality of campus-based study is that teachers often find themselves mere content providers to hundreds of students in a lecture hall, particularly on the undergraduate level. The personalized, interactive learning experience that critics of online education uphold as an ideal is simply not what many students get on campus today. Moreover, in the past 2 years, major steps have been taken in open and online higher education that deal with exactly the questions of how to enable the learning process, provide structure, and facilitate interaction online. At present, Almost every aspect of education can be found online. Content, homework, interaction among students, automated feedback, testing, and certification. Good examples are Stanford's and MIT's massive open online courses, which have attracted around 100,000 students per course. These are all top-level quality courses, and on top of the content, they include structure, a starting and finishing date for everybody joining, homework, a community, and a final test. This example has been followed by many other institutions. For instance, Open Study and the Open Courseware Consortium have provided interaction by building student communities around online materials, the largest one being mathematics, with 83,000 students. They have also started granting informational certificates to students who finish a course. EDX, a joint MOOC platform, or a massive open online course platform of MIT and Harvard, is doing the same, and the first U.S. university has already decided to formally recognize EDX certificates. Taken overall, digital technology and the internet are thus the key to tackling several of the grand global challenges in education, including allowing people from around the world, especially in developing countries, to access the access to educational materials that they would not otherwise have, circumventing the rising cost of traditional education in many countries, accommodating the massively increasing number of students seeking higher education, and bridging the gap between education of the world of new generations of students. As with all upheavals, the full implications of these revolutions are not easy to predict. However, it can only be positive for human development and advancement across the globe at a time when both are badly needed to help ensure social cohesion and sustainable growth. So, although be it a very lengthy article, I do feel like there is a lot of important information there about this new trend in education, which involves heavily free resources and virtual courses available online. So in the article, it talked about the Open Courseware Consortium, and this can be found at www.ocwconsortium.org. The Open Courseware Consortium is a worldwide community of hundreds of higher education institutes and associated organizations committing to advancing open courseware and its impact on global education. They serve as a resource for starting and sustaining open courseware projects, as a coordinating body for the movement on the global scale, and as a forum for exchange of ideas and future planning. So if you would like to visit the website, www.ocwconsortium.org. Here you can find all the information that you need to know about the different courses provided through the many members of this consortium, and it's all free information, all free courses, and it's quite an amazing site, and has a brilliant amount of resources available to students who are willing and wishing to further their education, but perhaps they're limited due to the resources that they have or their financial implications. Additionally, the vision of the Open Courseware Consortium is to envision a world in which the desire to learn is fully met by opportunity to do so anywhere in the world, where everyone everywhere is able to access affordable, educationally and culturally appropriate opportunities to gain whatever knowledge or training they desire. The consortium acts to realize this vision by addressing one issue, that the access to high-quality educational materials, and by partnering with organizations addressing related problems that must also be solved to make this vision reality. The mission of the Open Courseware Consortium is to serve both the individuals who use the consortium and the institutions that make the consortium possible. The consortium provides a gateway to different open courseware projects and courses for the entire open courseware community. This fosters the success of the open courseware movement and articulates its benefits. Through its public relations efforts, the consortium educates general audience about the movement, directing potential users to resources that best suit their needs. For members, the consortium marshals broad expertise regarding the ongoing development of open education projects and connects its members with an even broader network of open courseware practitioners. So when you go on this site, I'm going to pull it up right now, open courseware. You can access many different things. You can access the About Me, which gives you a little bit more information on what the movement is about. And it just kind of gives you an overview about what I said as well. Just basically their mission, what they seek to achieve, and kind of an introduction as to what open courseware actually is, if you're still curious about it after this website. So once you get onto the site, you'll see tabs about us, courses, community, and members. So this site is not only really good for students, as you can access the course list, search courses by topic, or you can see a full list of courses, which includes anything from applied sciences, such as biotechnology, engineering, agriculture, to the arts, which includes music, photography, computer science, hardware, software, geography, health and medicine, history, the humanities, including philosophy, psychology, rhetoric, languages. All different languages are offered: Chinese, English, French, German, Japanese, and Spanish, linguistics, literature, phonology, mathematics, algebra, calculus, computation, natural sciences, biology, chemistry, like I said before, religion. Many courses are also offered in that. Social sciences, including anthropology, business, economics, education, gender, race, law, military, war, politics, and sociology. So if you're interested in finding a course that suits your interests, you can just go online to the Open Courseware Consortium and find which courses you're interested in. If you have a very specific interest, you can just search it, or if you just want to take a look at all the different courses that they offer and who offers them, you can click on one topic in general. For example, you can click on agriculture, and you can see that three courses are offered by three different institutions. Additionally, if you're on the site and you look at the community, it shows you all the different parts, all the different members of the consortium, including students, communities of interest, how you can get involved in the consortium if you're a university or higher education facility. And what I find the most interesting is when you click on the Members tab of OpenCoursewareConsortium.org, you can see all the different colleges and universities that are involved in the sharing of free educational resources. And what I thought was very interesting is that many universities all over the world do this. And so if you want to take a course and you can't, for example, fly to the Mediterranean, but you want to take the specific course from, let's say, Eastern Mediterranean University, which I'm looking at right now on the members, you can just click on them and see the courses that they offer. So it's really an amazing opportunity to have access to educational resources that you wouldn't otherwise have. And that was the main part of the article, the main point of the article that I read to the audience, that they're very much trying to highlight that this is the new revolution in education. We can especially see this now with the issues of college competition. You know, colleges are still trying to compensate for a time when it wasn't as stressed to go to college. Some, you know, 30 to 50 years ago, going and getting your bachelor's degree was a huge deal. Now it's very much expected by society that you will get your bachelor's and even up to your master's or PhD. So colleges are still not really compensated for the amount of students trying to achieve a degree or achieve higher education. And so that is unfortunately why we're seeing rising costs of education and the extreme competitiveness that I especially, and I know that many students who are listening or a part of New Heights Educational Group are definitely seeing when they go on to apply to the college of their choice. So this article serves to really just illustrate how important it's going to be over the next few years, the free educational resource and open courseware movement. And you can get hundreds and hundreds of courses from certified universities. I know that myself, the easiest way that I access these programs are through my iTunes account. So if you want directions for how to do that, all you have to do is go into your iTunes store, then you go to the little tab that has the different things that you can shop for, such as movies, music, podcasts, etc. And then what you do is you go to your iTunes U, and you'll click on that. And iTunes U offers many different things that are more on the educational side. They offer different lectures, maybe not exactly from universities, but they'll offer lectures on politics. Different NPR programs have a lot of things on the iTunes U. But when you search iTunes U, you can search in higher education, and then you can click on humanities, social science, health and medicine, or regular science. And under that, you can find a lot of different open courseware materials. I know that Yale has a lot on iTunes U, Stanford has many, Harvard has many, MIT has many, and a bunch of other different universities. So if you're interested, let's say, for example, in Stanford University open courseware, all you have to do is search in your iTunes account, Stanford University, and it'll come up, and you can see all the many different courses that are listed there. And I really wanted to focus on that today in our radio show, because I just remember when I was younger getting into those courses and thinking, wow, this is really amazing. I can learn a full semester of biology just in my living room and watch lectures. Some of them even have videos of professors writing on the chalkboards, explaining different concepts. So it's really an amazing opportunity and resource to have. I know that it especially helped me when I was studying for a topic in school that maybe I wasn't so familiar with or maybe I needed more help with. I would go on the open courseware, and for example, if I was doing not so well in biology, I would review the topic that was taught to me that I wasn't doing so well in, and I would watch a lecture on it in that topic. And I know that it really helped me to study much better, and I know that New Heights Educational Group offers tutors as well, and they're a really great resource for you to check out as well. But let's say, you know, sometimes we are limited financially, and if you can't afford a tutor or if you can't make the time for a tutor, just look up the topic that you're having trouble with, and I guarantee you that you'll be able to find a college-level course on that. Another additional resource that I wanted to just share with you before we finish up our show is khanacademy.org. This is another similar concept to open courseware. However, they're in a little bit more of short bites instead of long lectures. Most of the time, the open courseware will be the time of a class that you would normally take in college. So that could be up to an hour to an hour and a half. Khan Academy offers different instructional videos on various topics in math, science and economics, computer science, humanities, and test preparation courses in smaller bites. So, for example, if you go to www.khanacademy.org, and that's spelled khanacademy.org, you can go to the Learn tab, and you can see, for example, under the math, they'll have different topics. So you can go to algebra or geometry, and you click on one, and then it'll have different topics in that topic. So if I'm having trouble with geometry, and specifically I'm having trouble with perimeter, area, and volume, I can click on that video, and it's a shorter video. It's about 10 minutes or so. So this is also very useful if you don't have time for a full lecture, but you're just wanting to kind of hone in those skills, kind of work on those skills that you learned in class, just to reiterate on them or to study before a test. Those videos are also very, very useful, I found, especially going through high school. So before we wrap up, just to reiterate the different courses that you can find online in various and, you know, just an extravagant amount. Excuse me today. I've had a sore throat, so it's a little bit difficult for me to pronounce things for some reason today. To find all these different courses, you can either go to your iTunes library and search them. You can search them by university, or you can search them by their name. For example, you can search biology, and it'll give you a bunch of different courses by different universities on your iTunes account, and just download it to your iPod and take it on the go. Or you can go to www. ocwconsortium.org, and this is the Open Courseware Consortium that gives you kind of the full breadth of universities all over the world that provide courses in whatever you're interested in. Or for just kind of reiterating on a topic that you're somewhat familiar to, but you're just having a little bit of trouble kind of getting it to click in your mind, khanacademy.org is a very, very useful site to just watch quick 10 to 12 minute videos on the topic that you're having trouble with to study, or to just kind of reiterate those topics that you learned in school. Again, keep an eye out for our recognition day, July 6th, RSVP if you're attending. You can contact us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or call us at 419-786-0247. And our graduation day is August 3rd from 11:30 to 12:30. And once again, a very big round of applause. Can't really do it with the phone in my hand, but a very big round of applause to Pamela Clark and New Heights Educational Group for becoming finalists in the awards for nonprofit organizations and government organizations as finalists, as Company of the Year and Executive of the Year, Pamela Clark. So we wish them a very much good luck in their ventures with that, and we hope to hear great news with them soon. Finally, as we say goodbye, I've been working on a topic for next week's show. I'm not particularly sure exactly what it will be on. What I'm leaning towards is teacher preparation in public schools and expanding the resources available for high schoolers who are non-homeschooled but who are public school or charter school families. And since that is quite a mouthful, I can't really sum it up in that necessarily a short little blip that we normally do for next week. But next week will be an interesting topic, and hopefully we can get some more guests to comment on their experience with public education, charter school education, and the responsibilities of the state and government in ensuring proper teacher preparation and teacher education in order to best educate the students who are attending these high schools. So again, thank you, audience, for listening, and I really hope that you do utilize these resources that I shared with you today, because I think they're just so utterly amazing, and you can learn a lot from them. So definitely check those websites out, khanacademy.org or opencoursewareconsortium.com, and we'll see you next week.